The Iran protests are turning bloody. Trump tells protesters that help is on the way, but what will he actually do? Welcome to American Covered. I'm Chris Chappell. Before I get started, you could probably already tell that this isn't going to be the kind of episode YouTube likes monetizing, which is why I'm so grateful to today's sponsor. Are you worried that after all the years of COVID and working from home that you're getting a bit tubbier than you'd like? No? Okay, a lot tubbier. Well, there's a reason why it's so hard to shake the weight. Diets don't work. I mean, they might for a bit, but you're yo-yoing back, right? It's not your fault. Binge eating is a trauma response. The good news is you can actually rewire your brain to heal that. You don't need to inject diet drugs with horrible side effects. You don't need to waste your money on some expensive therapist. You just need Hypnosio. Hypnosio will help you rewrite that part of your brain that tells you to eat all the time. You can reduce stress, reduce cortisol levels, lose the weight you want, and then keep it off. I'm able to keep my weight down and have great energy. And I want you to have that too. So use my link in the description and get 15% off your first subscription to Hypnosio. And now, back to Iran. Looks like we've reached the point in the Iran protests we all knew was coming. The inevitable, brutal crackdown. Iranian security forces have allegedly been ordered to shoot to kill, and the death toll may be as high as 12,000. This honestly predictable development has nonetheless shocked international observers, and President Trump has warned Iran's leaders to show some humanity.
You have a message for the leaders currently of Iran.
Yeah, the message is they've got to show humanity. They've got a big problem, and I hope they're not going to be killing people. And I'm going to have a report very soon. It would seem to me that they have been badly misbehaving, but that is not confirmed.
Not confirmed, eh? Well, let's just do a quick little Google search and see if that gives any results. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm not showing that. The regime is definitely showing its humanity, all right. Specifically, that side of humanity that makes you question our value as a species. In any case, Trump told protesters over Truth Social to keep fighting and to take over the country's institutions, and he reassured them help is on the way. Though when later asked what he meant by that, Trump refused to clarify, telling reporters, you're gonna have to figure that one out. Oh, come on, you gotta give me something. All right, well, why don't we try to figure out what it could mean? First, we're probably not looking at a full-scale invasion. And we probably won't see the kind of big, flashy strikes we saw in Venezuela, either. Don't expect Trump to bring the Ayatollah back in chains. As the Washington Post points out, the U.S. had to pull a lot of its assets out of CENTCOM, which is to say the Middle East, in order to carry out the Venezuela operation. They're just not in a position to do that again just yet. Instead, the administration may opt for increased economic pressure, sanctions, cyber attacks, and support for the ongoing protests. More specifically, they'll go after the leaders and organizations responsible for the killings. And that's an important detail. If the U.S. takes a sledgehammer to Iran as a whole, you could wind up with a total state collapse and end up destabilizing the region. And that's not good for anyone. Now, what the U.S. really wants to focus on is the IRGC. You see, Iran basically has two militaries. First, there's the Artesh. Those are the regular armed forces of Iran. On the other side, you have the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC. These are the fanatics who actually guard the Ayatollah's regime, and they've been accused of committing the overwhelming majority of the killings. The thing is, history shows that protests aren't enough to overthrow a regime. If a revolution in Iran is to succeed, the U.S. needs to weaken the IRGC enough that the regular army feels confident enough to turn against them. And this is exactly what Iran's leaders are afraid will happen. This is why Ayatollah Khamenei ordered the IRGC to take control of the crackdown. It was over fears of defection by regular armed forces and police. And already, reports suggest security services have been hunting down and arresting police who refuse to fire on demonstrators. In a now-deleted statement, the IRGC warned that any defiance, desertion, or disobedience among military personnel would be met with decisive action. which exposed the depth of anxiety Iran's leaders are feeling. So of all the paths the U.S. and its allies could take, forming a wedge between the IRGC and the regular military is the way to go. But time is of the essence. Iran's former crown prince, Reza Pahlavi, is desperately urging members of the Artesh to abandon the regime, saying they don't have much time before the revolt is crushed. European officials, meanwhile, have warned Trump that should he fail to act in this moment, just as countless protesters are killed and arrested, the regime in Tehran will not only survive, but emerge emboldened, acting with even greater brutality in the future. Whatever action Trump chooses to take, he'll have to do it soon, whether that means economically starving out the IRGC or conducting limited strikes on their facilities. Iran's military has to be freed from its IRGC overseers and free to turn their guns away from the protesters. Only then can Iran's revolution have any chance of succeeding. But what do you think? Leave a comment below along with that American flag emoji to show YouTube we've got engagement. And if you're ready to rewrite your brain to make weight loss a breeze, click below and get Hypnosio. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thanks for watching America Uncovered.